Why should I prepare before going into a business negotiation? How do I prepare to negotiate? What are some possible outcomes of a negotiation? Imagine you've recently gotten into a new hobby, and that hobby is competitive kite flying. Feeling confident, you've applied to a highly competitive international kite flying competition, and despite your status as a novice flyer, you've been accepted into the competition. You're about to be rubbing elbows with the kite flying elite and, of course, competing against them and their kites. You even have a one-on-one match against a pro who they call the king of the kites. How do you prepare? Whether you're negotiating with the person painting your store or the grocer you buy ingredients from, negotiation is an essential part of doing business. Often, prices aren't set in stone, and you'll need to get the best deal for your business. But negotiation isn't always monetary. You might also negotiate for something else, like making sure that the time a delivery comes works for you. It's important that you negotiate in a way that maintains or builds a good relationship. Basically, you want the other party involved to want to keep doing business with you. But just as much as you need to think about the actual act of negotiating, you need to prepare and be knowledgeable about the people you are negotiating with in order to get an outcome that's best for your business. First, you should look within. Know your own value and, more specifically, know what you can do for the people you're negotiating with. Be aware of and research all the potential benefits and ways that your idea, product, and/or service might help the people you're talking to. Does your product solve a problem? Or maybe you have an idea that can help boost profits. Will your service provide something that makes the other party's life or business more convenient and enjoyable? Next, know what your end goals are. In other words, what's an outcome of this negotiation that you'd consider to be good? Envision what it would mean for you and your business if a deal were to happen, and identify any deal breakers you have before you enter negotiations. What things might you be willing to give up, and what's non-negotiable? It's important to define what you don't want as clearly as what you do want. When you know exactly what you want and don't want, you'll be better at driving the process towards reaching your goals. While the preparation might be similar, negotiation is not competitive kite flying. So don't enter a negotiation trying to beat the other side. Instead, consider what their end goals are likely to be and paint a picture that aligns with their objectives. Successful negotiators always look at the situation from the other side's perspective. Learn all you can about the people you're negotiating with and their business. Emphasize how the deal at hand will benefit them and help them connect the dots on how it's going to do so. Remember, what you view as a good outcome might not be all that good if it leaves the other side feeling worse off or victimized, especially if you're planning on working with them again. Tip. Show up prepared to the negotiation by bringing any documentation, contracts, samples, or other tools you'll need to begin. If all goes well, who knows? You might get a signed contract then and there, so be ready. Before it's negotiation time, think through as many possible outcomes as you can and brainstorm how you will respond to them. Try to envision what might happen during negotiation, including what objections the other party may have and what offers or counteroffers they may make. The better you know the person or people you're negotiating with, the easier this will be, since you'll know their attitudes, history, and goals better than if you're dealing with someone you've never negotiated with before. Know your BATNA, or best alternative, to a negotiated agreement. Do you have an offer from a different party that's better than what this party is offering? Basically, be clear on your alternatives to a deal before you start the negotiation. Then once you know your alternatives, don't accept a deal unless it's better than those alternatives. Know all your options within the negotiation process too. If you can't come to an agreement that works for both of you, can you regroup and schedule a negotiation at a later date? Or maybe you have the power to force the other party to accept your terms. If you do, ask yourself, how might that affect your relationship? Finally, while it's tempting to try to find a win-win situation, think beyond that possibility. While a win-win may seem like a great way to keep everyone happy and maintain a positive relationship with the other side, don't settle for the first plausible solution that improves everyone's position. The truth is, you can probably do better while still maintaining a productive and lasting relationship with whoever you're negotiating with. Do this now. Now that you know the importance of preparing for negotiation, let's see what you still have to research or prepare before the big day. If you're participating in the course, go to the next section to access your self-assessment. Key takeaways. Number one, negotiation is an essential part of doing business, and it can be about more than just money. Number two, successful negotiators always look at the situation from the other side's perspective. Emphasize how the deal at hand will benefit the people you're negotiating with. Number three, before it's negotiation time, think through as many possible outcomes as you can and brainstorm how you will respond to them.